Side level, Michael Warnock in possession, 45 metres out, and they had a big turnover. Warnock's blocked, and it is St Bridget's on the attack coming out. If Glen are to win their first All-Ireland title, Conor Glass was immense. He roofed the ball to the top of the net just after Michael Warnock had put a point over from a very acute angle. Cathal Mulholland, who was black-carded, came in and made a big turnover, but a brilliant finish to this game here. St Bridget's, by my reckon, haven't missed a chance all day. They have won 11. Glen have 2-8, 10 wides, and I'm looking down, there's 5 minutes of stoppage time here to play here at Croke Park. Emmett Bradley in possession. Ryan Dugan, who's been babysitting Ben O'Kell for the second half. Ethan Doherty's got a new lease of life. He's coming through. Emmett Bradley's bursting through. Sorry, no, it's Conor Comrie. It's a free in for Glen. What a turnaround there has been. I'm not sure who got the point. It might have been Paul McGrath put St Bridget's 4 points up. Then came Glass's goal after Michael Warnock's point. And Glen have the chance to go ahead here in a game where they have struggled in terms of composure, but they have hung in there. They've lost Eunan Mulholland, to we can only assume is an injury. We have Cathal Mulholland black carded. Glen have lost captain Conor Carvel, and they started without Jack Doherty. And Emmett Bradley is standing over on the 21 metre line here, ticking into the 61st minute. There's going to be five minutes of that extra time. Emmett Bradley to kick Glen into a 2-9 to 1-11 lead. It drops short, but it's over, and it's Glen are in the lead here. Something you wouldn't have believed a good while ago. We think it was the first time they've led, because they've chased it for the most of the game. Maybe since they were 2-1 up early on. Cormac Sheehy drills the ball into the field. Conor Glass, that man again. What a performance he has. Ethan Doherty driving forward. Looks as if he's fouled, but play continues. Conor McGuckin has kicked. The ball's dropping in. It's over the bar. Conor McGuckin, the wee man, seems to have been absolutely everywhere here today for the Derry and Ulster champions. Glen 2-10, St Bridget's 1-11. What a turnaround that has been. And Glen are now have the chance to push on. But Cormac Sheehy drilling the ball into the middle of the field. Kieran McFall up for the ball. The ball has broke. Brian Stacks on the ground. Danny Towns got his hands on the ball. And Stevie O'Hara. Glen, there's too much to go to keep playing possession football here, but by the way they've given the ball away at Crystal Times, taking the sting out of the game is not a bad idea. So much went against them in terms of missed chances and different things during this game, but now that the game's in the melting pot, they lead 2-10 to 1-11, and they're in possession. Their fans have found their voice. Conlon Bradley in possession. At one stage, when they were down to 14 men, he was pushed out as an extra man, an outfielder by trade in his underage days. It's a dangerous game playing possession football here for Glen. Something they've been pretty good at down the years until today. And they still own the ball. If it's a case of taking the sting out of possession, if they get one more score, you'd imagine they could make history here, but they have a spring in their step. It looks like Stevie O'Hara, he's bearing down a goal. Conor McGuckin is in possession, 21 yards out. He fists the ball over the bar. Conor McGuckin first put Glen ahead. No, that one's wide. His fisted effort just went wide. It would have been a huge score, but St Bridget live to fight another day here with Cormac Sheehy placing the ball down on the 21 yard line. 2-10 to 1-11. Ball won by substitute Conor Gleeson, I think that was over there. But massive turnaround as I said earlier on. Brian Stack in possession. Now it's Conor Hand. Now it's St Bridget's who need that goal. They trail by 2 points here. Rory Fallon has a 2 points to his name so far. Ben O'Carroll, Conor Glass chasing after him. It's going to be a free in if Ben O'Carroll doesn't score that. It's wide, I think. They've called it back for the free in. But what a finish there's been to this All-Ireland Club final. There's 63 and a half minutes gone. That makes it 90 seconds of time to go. And St Bridget's are faced by a free. You'd imagine that Shane Cannan will put this one over the bar and hope they win the kick out. But it's all happening. The big moments have happened at the end. Even Cathal Mulholland's block, whenever he came back on the pitch, to pick it back to 15 each. Shane Cannan kicks it. It's a 1 point game here at Croke Park. Glen, the Derry champions, 2-10 St Bridget's. who won the championship in the All-Ireland Championship in 2013. Only Ronan Stack surveys from that team. They have won 12. Conlon Bradley in possession. There's very, very few free Waddy Graham's players for him to kick to, so it's going to be a kick down the middle. Conor Comrie has made a run to the wing. Does he give him? How long does referee Brenton Colley give him? The ball's in the middle of the field. It's towards Conor Glass. Up goes Rory Fallon. He wins possession. St Bridget's on the attack here. Brian Stack has been fouled. It'll be called back for a free. 45 metres out. And referee has his notebook out here to Conlon McGuckin. Does he deem it black? He does. So if this game goes to extra time, Glenn are back down to 14 players for the second time this afternoon. But this, you would assume, is the last kick. There's 65 minutes and 6 seconds. Shane Cannan scored 4 points in one of the games earlier in the campaign for St Bridget's. He's standing over the kick. Conor Glass is in the goal line. Ryan Duggan's in the goal line. So is Conlon Bradley. This is a big moment in this year's All-Ireland Championship. The ball's kicked in. It is wide. It's went to the left and wide. And that is that the last chance? It's all over here at Croke Park. We are witnessing history. It's Glen, the Ulster champions, 2-10. St Bridget's, 1-12. They are All-Ireland senior club football champions for the very first time. The fourth time for a Derry club. Vlahi, 1972. Labby, 1981. Ballinder Shamrocks as recently as 2002. And now it's Waddy Graham's Glen. 12 months on from losing last year's final. They beat St Kilmacud Crooks in the semi-final. Could they do the business in the final? For a long, long time, it looked as if they had kicked themselves out of today's final. But two words, Conor Glass. The man was absolutely immense in everything he did. His three first half turnovers. He caught kickouts when Glenn couldn't get the ball. He got that goal to get them back in it. And Glenn led by 2 points. St Bridget's had 2 late chances. The last one fell to Conan from the free, and it tailed to the left. And I'm looking down. The Glen players are celebrating after 3 Derry championships, 2 Ulster championships. They are all Ireland senior champions. Kilcoo beat them after extra time and went on to win the All Ireland. Last year it was Kilmacud Crooks, but this year it is Glen Waddy Grahams. They have translated minor and underage success into the biggest prize possible. Final score here at Croke Park: Glen Waddy Grahams 2-10, St Bridget's Roscommon 1-12.